Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that explored the added value of baseline testing in computer-based cognitive testing. Baseline computer-based cognitive testing is commonplace in athletics. However, more information is needed regarding the validity of comparing post-injury results with baseline performance. Therefore, Roebuck, Spencer, and colleagues completed a study of over 8,000 military service members to examine the added value of baseline testing in computer-based cognitive testing by comparing two methods of classifying atypical performance, a baseline comparison and a normal reference. All participants took the automated neuropsychological assessment matrix prior to and after deployment. Trained test administrators conducted the testing in a group setting. Atypical performance at the post-deployment performance was presented in two ways: the baseline comparison method that defines poor performance based on post-deployment scores lower than baseline, and norm reference method that define the individual's cognitive test score as below the normal range scores from a large sample of healthy individuals. Overall, these two methods were similar and classified 3.7 and 3.4% of participants with atypical post-deployment scores using the baseline referenced and norm referenced method, respectively. Interestingly, however, both methods were inconsistent with regards to which individuals were considered atypical. Of the 147 individuals classified as atypical using the baseline method, 68% were classified as normal using the norms-based method. Similarly, of the 137 participants classified as atypical by the norm-based method, 66% showed no change in test performance from pre-deployment to post-deployment. This study presents clinicians with a very interesting dilemma with regards to deciphering computer-based neurocognitive assessments. While both classification methods had merit, when compared, both methods classified different participants as atypical in a seemingly healthy population. Although the number of misclassified individuals was small, it is concerning that about 2% of individuals had different results with the two methods. Future research may be needed to determine why these individuals were misclassified, and if we can further optimize computer-based cognitive testing or combine this testing with certain clinical tests to avoid false findings. It should also be noted, however, that the authors used a military sample that self-reported no concussions during deployment and just used one computer-based cognitive test. Some of the individuals may have experienced an undiagnosed concussion that would account for the misclassifications. Furthermore, it is unclear what the misclassification rate may be with another computer-based test. Performing the study in a sample of athletic teams may yield a different result because the normative values with respect to age, gender, and other factors may be different. Furthermore, in this athletic population, clinicians would be able to closely monitor injuries and subconcussive events, which may lead to changes in test performance. In the meantime, it is important to keep in mind that computer-based testing, like any clinical test, may lead to false positives and false negative outcomes, and therefore the clinical judgment remains key to trying to minimize these wrong outcomes. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post reported that barbiturate treatment enhances functional outcome measures and resorption of calcific deposits in patients with rotator cuff calcific tendonitis. And the second post noted the release of the American College of Preventive Medicine's new position statement regarding the screening of sudden cardiac death before participation in high school and collegiate sports. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a video provided by Scientific American regarding a recent preliminary study that linked heading of soccer balls to brain changes. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.